he sees as the keys to winning tonight.
Well, it's a middle border basketball game, so it's going to be a fun game no matter what. Every night you step on the court in this conference, it's a game. Ellsworth is going to be a tough team. They got some big kids, and you know, 6'5", 6'4", in their front court. So I mean, it's going to be a battle on the inside, and we're going to look to push the tempo and try to, you know, make them make mistakes.
Your situation is that of hundreds of high school teams across the country. You graduated a lot of scoring, but you bring back some guys. Who are you looking to be those leaders, especially early in the season?
Yeah, we got senior Miles Sinnett coming back. You know, he obviously was a key factor for us last year. And then our two sophomores, Grayson Becker and and Owen Gunderson. Those two guys did a lot for us last year as freshmen, and you know, we expect them to do a lot. So, I mean, our backcourt is going to be fun to watch. We got to find a way to get our big guys to play with them.
You mentioned those two sophomores. We saw them a decent amount last year as freshmen, and how valuable was it for them to get real minutes in varsity games last year?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can play varsity basketball, you learn a lot. Even talking to the guys this year, it's the speed of the game, the size of the guys you're playing with. It's just a big difference. And anytime you can put that behind you and get better, you know, your sky's the limit. Then you know what you're up against, and every night out is a new night to shine.
You guys are only a couple of games into the season. What have you liked so far from the unit? What still needs work?
You know, there's a lot of things we could work on two games in. You know, with that size being an issue, it's always that rebounding thing that we got a key on. With us having the guard play, we like to get up and down the court. We want to shoot the basketball. Our first game, we shot fairly decent, and therefore, you know, you got the result you wanted. The other night against Durand, we struggled a little bit from the outside, and therefore, you know, it turned into a loss. So, you know, early in the year, it's tough to get the ball to go in the hoop, and we just keep shooting it, and hopefully tonight is a night we can find a way to make some shots on our home court.
You mentioned the size, and you can't teach speed and you can't teach size, but when you've got that size differential, what are some of the keys to try to neutralize that?
Yeah, and it's up-tempo. We want to get the ball up and down the court, even on made baskets. You're going to look for us to push the ball. So when you got guys that want to run and they're in shape and they want to score, I tell you, it's a lot of fun to coach.
Hey, and before we go, it's only a couple of games into the season. You know, come February, March, everyone's really excited for playoffs. But how exciting is it to get another season going? You've been doing this for a few years. You see different players come through every single year. How exciting is it, though, to get a new campaign going?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I'll put a little pipe in for myself here. I'm getting close to the 200 win mark. So, you know, when you get to those levels, you have been doing this for a while, and the guys know that. And every group is different, and that's the neat thing, you know, and that's kind of what makes me coming back. What's this group going to bring, and what's going to be their go-to? So it's exciting, and I look forward to another great year, and it should be a lot of fun.
And once again, that's the head coach of the Altoona Railroaders, Paul Heinrichs. And you heard him mention there a second ago that he's nearing the 200 win milestone. He enters play today at 198, and if all goes the way they'd like it to go with Altoona, he'd get a win tonight, and then that would set up on Saturday night, a rare Saturday night home game as Altoona takes on Baldwin Woodville, and he would have a shot at that milestone on Saturday night. So Paul Heinrichs, two away from 200, but as you heard right there, he's as excited now as he's been when he first began coaching, which is what you'll like to hear. Altoona and Ellsworth tonight, the middle borders conference opener for both of these boys' sides. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll continue to preview this game for you. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a bus as drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather? The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Altoona High School. Scott Montesano with you as we've got the Altoona Railroaders taking on the Ellsworth Panthers, the Middle Border Conference opener for both of these programs. Altoona has opened up the year splitting their first two games. They defeated Spring Valley over at Stout last Saturday afternoon, winning that game fairly easily, but then lost on Tuesday night at Durand 60-49. This Altoona team is one that, like hundreds of high school basketball teams across the country, looks different this year as opposed to last year because, darn it, the kids graduate. They graduate and they move on. Altoona lost some pieces, namely Keaton Camistraw, who had been outstanding for 3 years. So who is stepping into those spots that were left by the seniors, and who's going to be the scoring? Well, on Tuesday, it was a pair of sophomores who stepped up, a pair of guys who saw significant minutes as freshmen last year, Owen Gunderson and Grayson Becker. Now, they were both freshmen this year, a little more pressure placed on them already as sophomores. Now, you have to balance what can you still ultimately expect, what weight can you put on sophomores. Hey, by the end of the year, maybe they can carry you a little bit more, but that's a lot to ask for a sophomore to have to carry a team right now. So you look at some of those remaining upperclassmen. Miles Sinnett, a senior who was a starter last year, is the top returning scorer, averaged more than 10 points a game last year. So Altoona looking for him to, especially early on in the year, carry them. As you heard from Paul Heinrichs, Altoona's going to have to make their shots. They are smaller. They're going to want to push the pace a little more against an Ellsworth team that does have a size advantage. Ellsworth, under the direction of Derek Staley in his third year, they too are 1-1, having split their first two non-conference games. They got their doors blown off by St. Croix Central. And I should say they played one conference game already. That's my mistake. They have played one conference game already. It's the conference opener for Altoona, but not for Ellsworth. Ellsworth had their doors blown off by St. Croix Central last Friday night. They did win a non-conference game against Black River Falls on Tuesday. The guy to watch out for Ellsworth is George Rail. He's a junior, averaged 13 points per game last year, and likely expected to carry this team, especially early on in the year. Ellsworth, by the way, for many years was a very solid program, but they've had a run for about 5-6 years where they've had some struggles to pick up the victories. Only one conference win last year, only one conference win 2 years ago. And as kind of a byproduct of that, Altoona has won 4 straight against Ellsworth and 5 of the last 6 meetings. Hey, by the way, if you're wondering why this game hasn't started yet, it was originally slated for a 7 o'clock start, but that was an optimistic hope. The JV game ran a little long. Altoona's JV team, by the way, picked up the win. That was a back-and-forth game until Altoona pulled away with about 5 minutes left and ended up winning that game going away. So that game ran a little long, which is why this game starting a little later than the optimistic 7 o'clock goal that they had heading into this one. We'll step aside, take another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of this one. It is the Altoona Railroaders, their first home game of the year and their first conference game of the year as they take on the Ellsworth Panthers next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com. Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
And we rejoin you from Altoona High School, the Altoona Railroaders and the Ellsworth Panthers. Middle Border Conference opener for the Altoona Railroaders tonight. Paul Heinrichs, head coach in his sixth year, going for his 199th win as a high school basketball varsity coach. We'll see if he's able to pick that up tonight. Then that would set up Saturday night, a game against Baldwin Woodville, where he would go for milestone win number 200. Well, we will now pause as from Altoona High School in Altoona, Wisconsin, USA, our national anthem.
In honor of America, by removing your caps for the playing of our national anthem.
Might be because most people are just looking for a warm place to hide out because of the fact temperatures are barely creeping over zero on this frigid December evening. But a nice crowd on hand here at Altoona High School. When you get to December and the start of the high school basketball season, yeah, you can say some people are all eager to get out to the games. But typically at this time of the year, you don't get as great of crowds and usually don't get a good student turnout either until after January 1st, but that is not the case here. Nice crowd here tonight. Well, let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for Ellsworth. They are under the direction of Derek Staley in his third year. They'll start the senior, Nash Cool, senior Gavin Perman, the junior, George Rayo, who's their top returning scorer, junior Omar Colson, and the junior, Jack Stoltenberg. Cool, Perman, Rayo, Colson, Stoltenberg. Now for Paul Heinrich's Railroaders, the sophomore Owen Gunderson, the sophomore Grayson Becker, the junior Miles Sinnett, senior Hunter Hibbard, and the junior Connor Schmood. For this Altoona team, it is a younger team. It's not just younger by age, but also in the minutes that guys played. But as you look at this team, still good balance, and it can be a little deceiving. Both Owen Gunderson and Grayson Becker, who are sophomores, saw real minutes last year on the varsity team. We did games for Altoona last year, you may recall, and we saw a lot of Gunderson and Becker. Gunderson very good at the free throw line. Becker is a good quality percentage shooter. Sometimes when you see guys put up points in high school, it can be compiler stats because they're the one or two players that take all the shots. So you always want to look at that field goal percentage to find a little more legitimacy. Altoona in the first half will head from left to right. They've got the white trimmed in red and black. Ellsworth, the dark blue, trimmed in white. Here today, ready for the opening tip. Ball's up in the air. We're underway on this Thursday night as the ball is controlled by Ellsworth. Cool has it, driving to the baseline left side, then turned around. Good job by Grayson Becker, all over him like Christmas music on your radio dial. Back to Cool, who has it left sideline for Ellsworth. Left hand dribble to the baseline. Becker's got him turned around. Ball spit back outside, and Ellsworth will try again. Rail gives it off left wing to Coulson. Coulson drives to the paint. He'll lay it over to Gavin Perman, and Perman is there open to lay it up and in. Gavin Perman with the game's first 2 points. Perman, by the way, one of the top tacklers on the Ellsworth football team. Becker drives the baseline, swings at the left corner. Open three, bottoms for Connor Smood. Connor Smead with the three ball in the left corner. And Altoona has the 3-2 lead. If Altoona hits their shots, they'll do well. If they don't hit their shots, it could be a struggle. But that's that top flight analysis. Entry feed for Ellsworth picked off here by Altoona. They'll run the other way. Grayson Becker gets the lead feed, and Becker will scoot down the floor and score. Ball was picked off by Miles Sinnett. Threw it up the floor there to Becker, and Becker scores on the runout, and it's 5-2 in favor of Altoona. Ellsworth tries to answer back with a three, but it's off the mark by Coulson from up top. Rebound cleared out by Owen Gunderson for Altoona. Gunderson to the left wing, pass into the left corner for Smood. Around the arc they go, back to the left wing for Owen Gunderson. Gunderson directs traffic with his left hand, now puts the ball on the deck, yo-yos the ball between his legs, way back out in midcourt. Now drives forward inside the arc, gives it off left side, Smood. Pass to the right sideline, an open three taken by Miles Sinnett, bottoms. Miles Sinnett hits the three, 8-2, Altoona on a 8-0 run after Ellsworth got the game's first 2 points. Right wing, Stoltenberg. Left wing for Perman. Left sideline to Keel. Now between the wheels for Rail. Rail dribbles a couple of times, hands it off for Coulson. Coulson now pass to the right sideline. Open three by George Rail. Rail got wide open there right in front of the Altoona student body, and buries the three, stops that Altoona run. It's 8-5 in favor of Altoona. For Altoona, the one guy you want to make sure never gets open is George Rail. Foul coming the other way is a reach and foul on Jack Stoltenberg of Ellsworth, his first, team's first, and Altoona will pitch it back in from right in front of the Ellsworth bench, down and to our right. Here at Altoona High School, as we broadcast to you from the mezzanine area, which also doubles as the cafeteria during the school day. Altoona basketball, Sinnett to the free throw line. Stops, pops, jump shot, rattled it in. Miles Sedin, nice pull-up jumper from the free throw line as he angled to his left, and it's 10-5 Altoona. Rail up top, cannot drive through though. Good job by Smead to turn him around. Runner in the lane, teardrops in for Omar Colson of Ellsworth. 10-7 Altoona leads, 14:45 left in the first half. Becker, free throw line jump shot off the mark for Altoona. Offensive rebound for Hunter Hibbard. Rips it away. Gets it left sideline to Swede. And Altoona reloads. Nice job on the offensive rebound there by Hunter Hibbard, who's a running back on the Altoona football team and showed that strength there. Gunderson, high out right for Altoona. Dribbles once. Pass right sideline. Becker. Baseline jump shot. Front rim no. And the rebound skied for by Perman for Ellsworth. Ellsworth right to left, lead feet ahead, getting ahead of the action was Rail. Rail goes up and it's blocked from behind off the window by Hunter Hibbard. Great job by Hibbard to close down and block the ball off the glass after Rail thought he had an uncontested layup. Foul the other way, a blocking foul on Ellsworth, which will be their second foul of the game. And the first personal on the senior, Nash Keel. Altoona's won five of the last six meetings between the programs, coinciding with a kind of a downturn in the Ellsworth program. Altoona ball inside the free throw line. A jump shot is good by Owen Gunderson. 12-7, Altoona leads by five. 13:45 left in the first half. Rail, right side of the lane, gets double team, pass back outside to Stoltenberg, who then goes back to Rail, right sideline, takes the three, back rim, no. Rebound, tapped draw on the deck, and dug out by Smead for Altoona, and Altoona has the ball. They'll come left to right, ball walked up the floor by Sinet. Sinet, right-hand dribble, dribbles in, then spits it right side to Becker. Becker drives inside the arc, takes a jump shot. It's an air ball saved along the baseline by Hibbert, but as he tried to swat it with his palm back into the play, he actually hits it off the bottom of the backboard, so it goes out of bounds. Back to Ellsworth as Paul Heinrichs wearing the jumpsuit today. Makes some substitutions there. Becker stays out there with Sinet. Gunderson still, they're trying to see who the substitution is. Meanwhile, Ellsworth has the basketball. I think that's Sawyer Van Vliet. Yeah, that's Sawyer. That's their team out there, Sawyer Van Vliet. Foul here on Ellsworth on the floor. And actually, they're going to get Sawyer Van Vliet, the junior, on the foul right there. 12:57 left in the first half. 12-7, Altoona leads as Hunter Hibbard will take a seat on the bench. He'll be replaced by Connor Gower. Ellsworth ball down by five. Driving in is Gavin Claus. Lowers the shoulder there as he tries to go up for a layup. Takes contact. Shot no good. No foul. Altoona ball the other way, but a bad pass in the lane. Picked off by Omar Colson for Ellsworth. He'll come up the floor, then slow things down high out to the right. Colson knee-high dribble with the left hand. High out of the left for Perman. Perman cannot drive through. Nice job by Grayson Becker there. Oh, but a nice spin move by Perman to get around him. Goes up with a reverse layup. No. And then on the ensuing rebound, foul is going to be called here on Ellsworth. They're going to get Braden Anderson on the foul. That'll be Ellsworth's third foul already. First personal on Braden Anderson. Altoona ball as they come left to right. Ah, the sound of squeaky sneakers and the rubber ball hitting the floor, coinciding with Michael Bublé crooning for Christmas songs on your radio. It is December after all. Altoona, meanwhile, turns the ball over in the front court, and then a foul here on Miles Sinet of Altoona. That'll be his first and the team's second. You got Michael Bublé tickling your ears right along with the audible chocolate I'm giving you. You got the sound of the ball, you got the squeaky sneakers, and the teeth chattering cold here in the upper Midwest. Ellsworth ball entry feed finds Anderson open underneath. He can't get the layup to go for Ellsworth, though. And Altoona the rebound. Altoona doing a good job clearing out these rebounds so far, despite the size differential. Ethan Michaels is checked into the game for Altoona. He hands it off right side for Sinette. Now to Van Vliet into the lane. Gives it off to the left block for Gower. Back outside for Michaels. And Altoona will try it again. Driving through, here's Van Vliet. His layup rolls off the front of the rim. No. And the rebound to Ellsworth. Ellsworth ball down by five. Ball thrown ahead into the lane. It hits off fingertips. Goes actually off the top of the backboard. And then out of bounds. It'll stay with Ellsworth down to our left. Parker Peterson to throw it in for Ellsworth, as Ellsworth has been quick on the substitutions early on for Derek Staley, trying to find that right rotation. It's just their third game of the year. Peterson pitches it in. They'll get it outside to Derek Johnson. Left side, Anderson back to rail. Left block. Puts on the deck a couple times. Spins around. Lost the handle on the ball. It's scooped up by Altoona. Running the floor, Sinette. Up the floor, Gunnarsson. Leans in for contact. Shot no good. Did he draw the foul? Is that a charge? They're going to get a charge. Leaned in and he splayed out the Ellsworth defender. Ellsworth defender laid out there. And that'll be a charge on Gunnarsson. And the ball back to Ellsworth. First personal on Owen Gunnarsson. And the team's third foul. 11 minutes left in the first half. 5-point lead for Altoona. Ellsworth ball, rail, left block. It's double team. Mouse in the house situation. Gunnarsson tried to rake it away. He keeps possession. Ellsworth now swings it to the left wing. An open three on the way and good by Parker Peterson. Great job by Rail to protect the ball as Owen Gunnarsson came in on a triple team and nearly raked the ball away from him. And they eventually found Peterson open for the three. Altoona lead, cut down the two. The other way, close range shot by Gunnarsson won't go. Bodies flopping around the deck. Everybody swiping right for the ball. And Ellsworth comes away with it. A chance to tie or take the lead. Rail in the lane, leaning in on Gower. Now hands it off to Peterson, fumbles the ball. Gets it back, goes off the window. No! Rebound Gower, and Altoona the other way. Sinette, right sideline, head fake, drives off the glass. No, but was fouled as he got whacked from behind. And Miles Sinette will head to the line, shooting a pair. 10:08 left in the first half. Altoona up by two. First personal here. On, they gave it the number two. There is no number two. That, as Sinette hits the first free throw, number 22. There we go. Gave it to number 22. Anderson, that's his second personal. Sinette hits his first free throw. He's already got six in the ball game, averaged just over 10 points a game last year for an Altoona team that went a couple of games deep into the playoffs. Second free throw, front rimmed it, and taking the rebound is Derek Johnson for Ellsworth. 3-point Altoona lead as Ellsworth has the ball, attacking the hoop down to our left. Little stutter step move by Colson to the lane, then pass to the right sideline, open three is good by Gavin Kloss. Everybody converged on Colson as though they were ants swarming on a drop popsicle stick. That left Kloos open at the right sideline in front of the students. Buries it, and the game is tied at 13 all. Van Vliet, free throw line for Altoona. Lowers the shoulder, gets underneath, but nowhere to shoot it, so he has to spit it back outside to Michaels. Michaels to Van Vliet, right sideline. Carried into the lane, and that's exactly what he did. He carried it. They're going to call him for that. He palmed the basketball, and the turnover will give Ellsworth the ball back. Ellsworth has struggled the last few years, but in high school basketball, especially when you're a program like Ellsworth, that despite the recent struggles, they aren't that far removed from being one of the more dominant teams in the middle border. You're always just a class or two away from getting right back to where you want to be. Ball on the deck. Bodies flopping around on the wooden floor. Everybody getting those knees all bruised up. Digging it free is Peterson for Ellsworth. He gets bottled up by Michaels. Whistle will stop play, and they're going to get a foul on Michaels of Altoona. Everybody was on the deck trying to get the last can of hoo hash. And eventually Peterson served the role of the Grinch and got it for Ellsworth and then drew the foul on Michaels. That's now four team fouls on both sides midway through this first half. All tied at 13 all. Close, right side for Ellsworth. Gives it off between the wheels. to Riley Maher. Maher stolen away, though, by Gower. Gower runs the four, the steal, the scoot, and the score, as he'll score with the right hand off the window. Connor Gower, another one of these sophomores for Altoona, gives them the 15-13 lead. Maher between the wheels for Ellsworth. Left wing for Perman. Perman puts on the deck, left-hand dribble, then just gives it to Kloos at the left sideline. Back to Perman, left wing. Top of the key. Here's Colson. Colson waiting, drives, off the glass, too strong, and the rebound collected by Austin Wirth, the junior, into the game for Altoona. The other way, Altoona, oh, they go for the alley-oop, but Becker gets denied by the rim. That starts a breakaway for Ellsworth the other way, and Omar Colson will score. Becker showed the leap right there. He got the pass from Sinet, but Becker got blocked by the rim as he went up for the alley-oop, which would have sent this roof up to the stratosphere if he had done that. Now Altoona, a jump shot by Becker won't go. Worth for Altoona, and Ellsworth, Gavin Kloos both come down with the basketball. It'll be a hell of a ball situation, and Altoona will maintain possession. If that heli-oop had succeeded, well, we would have had to put our jackets back on because there'd no longer be a roof. We'd be open to the elements. But it didn't go, and it gets lost in the history. Tied at 15. 7:50 to play in the first half. Becker into the lane, try to bounce pass underneath, hits off some thighs, and it's stolen back by Ellsworth. Ellsworth a chance to take their first lead since the opening minute of the game. Rail at the right block. He lost it off a shin of an Altoona player, and Altoona has it as Gunderson yo-yos the ball up the floor. Little head fake move, drives into the lane. Fadeaway jump shot from the left side of the lane, splashes it in. Owen Gunderson's got four. And Altoona leads 17-15, 7:20 left in the first half. Rail, top of the key, left wing for Stoltenberg. Stoltenberg back up top for Colson. Colson floats it underneath, looking for Perman. He catches it, had to save it along the baseline. Gets it to the left corner to Cool. Cool takes the three and got it. Nash Cool makes the three, and Ellsworth has reclaimed the lead at 18-17. Ellsworth led 2-0 as you got your fanny settled into the seat. And then Altoona had busted out the lead ever since, but now Ellsworth leads 18-17. Becker side of the lane, pass into the left corner for Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson back to Becker, who has it up top. He tries to drive on through. Jump stop, left side of the lane. 5-foot jumper, got it. Grayson Becker puts Altoona back out in front. 19-18, as the two teams sort of like cars passing each other on an interstate. One gets ahead, the other one right behind. Coulson drives into the lane, throws it left corner. Cool for three. No, high rebound, up like an eagle, down like a wet dog is Swede. And Altoona has the basketball. Gunderson, right wing for Altoona, hands it to Becker. Becker, free throw line, jump shots. Oh, nothing but net there. Grayson Becker's got 6 points, and Altoona's lead is up to three. Altoona ball, Stoltenberg to the free throw line, throws it to Rayo, left side, whistle stops play, and we got an illegal screen on Ellsworth. Nash Cool called for the illegal screen. That'll be his second personal. Fifth foul on Ellsworth. And Altoona, a little baby run here. They've scored each of the game's last 4 points to reclaim the lead and a chance to keep the win at their sails here. As Gunderson walks the ball, attacking the hoop to our right. Left sideline for Swede. Try to go back to Gunderson. Gunderson catches the pass. Becker right wing. Becker nowhere to go as Ellsworth is a 2-3 zone operating right now. High out left. Deep three by Gunderson. No, long rebound caught by Swede. Foul on the four, though, on the rebound. And we're going to get a foul on Ellsworth, a foul on Stoltenberg. That'll be Ellsworth's sixth, and already the second personal on Stoltenberg. He'll stay out there, though, for Derek Staley. He's going to keep the junior out there with the two fouls with plenty of sand left on the old hourglass in the first half. Ball on the floor, side of the lane, dug out by Becker for Altoona. Then as the ball poked away by Colson, loose ball on the floor, scooped up by Hibbard. Altoona keeps possession. Becker, again, tries to drive on through, but away from the ball. An illegal screen called on Altoona, and that'll give the ball back to that'll give the ball back to Ellsworth. That'll be the first personal on the senior, Hunter Hibbard. So Ellsworth with the basketball, down by 3, 5 minutes left in an active first half. Little four-court pressure here, but there you go. Little soft full-court pressure by Owen Gunnarsson. Ball was played into Colson, and Gunnarsson was all over him like Lacey Chabert on a Hallmark Christmas movie. Knocked it away from him, off his thigh, out of bounds, and it goes back to Altoona. So Altoona, the ball up by 3. Sinet into the lane, throws it right corner and open. 3 by Gunnarsson, bottoms. Owen Gunnarsson hits the 3, so he got the turnover, eventually hits the 3. And Altoona leads 24-18 late in the first half. 5-foot floater won't fall for Ellsworth's Omar Colson as it hits the front of the rim and lips out, but he did draw a contact, and Colson will get a couple of free throws here. First personal on Connor Swede of Altoona. First free throw from the righty. Back rim and drops off to the right. No. Again, nice group of students opposite of us. What I also like is just off to the side of the high school students is a group of elementary kids. Got to be about 6 or 7 elementary kids, you can tell. They want to be a part of the cool group. They want to be a part of the high schoolers, which is adorable. Colson does make the second free throw. Altoona leads by 5, 24-19, 4:30 left in the first half. Gunnarsson, right wing, right corner to Becker, back outside to Gunnarsson, back to Becker, right corner, takes the 3, rattles out, no, offensive rebound, put back by Sinet. That pitter-patters off the rim. And the ball taken the other way by Ellsworth. Colson, left wing. Colson, trying to go a bounce pass along the baseline, knocked away and saved along the baseline by Gunnarsson, and then play will stop as a timeout taken by Paul Heinrichs, the Altoona head coach. We'll take one with them. 4:06 left to go in the first half. Altoona leads 24-19, back in 30 seconds from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Altoona with a 24-19 lead on Ellsworth. 4:06 left in the first half of this Middle Borders Conference opener for the Altoona Railroaders. Altoona also home on Saturday night against Baldwin-Woodville. That game was originally supposed to be last week but was delayed because Baldwin-Woodville, on the football side of things, made it to the state tournament, state championship game, and asked for an extra week to prepare and was granted by Altoona, you know, one of those kind things you do. By the way, the Altoona girls won their Middle Border Conference opener against Ellsworth last week, a game we had here on 93.5. Altoona ball on the left side. Gunnarsson took a little bit of a soft hip check. They're going to call the foul, though, on Ellsworth, and that'll be the 7th foul on Ellsworth, giving Gunnarsson a 1-and-1 opportunity. George Rail call for his first foul for Ellsworth. The lefty shooter Gunnarsson, his shot takes a tour of the rims, winks at us all, and then drops on through. Gunnarsson with the nice home gym bounce there. Second free throw, that one hits nothing but net. 26-19, Altoona leads by 7. They led by as many as 8 early on. Now they lead by 7 here. Rail, out in midcourt, feeds a pass to Perman left wing. Colson into the lane, back outside for Peterson. Route into the corner to Colson. Colson, left side, Peterson. Peterson turned around by Becker. Great job done by Becker right there. Like snow preventing you from getting to work. Pass to the free throw line. A turnaround jumper good by Colson. Outstanding patience by Ellsworth there. Didn't force a shot. Eventually, Colson got a pass. He was open and buried it. 26-21. Altoona leads. Altoona trying to answer. Free throw line jumper off the back rim. No for Sinet. Offensive rebound. Altoona. Deep three by Gunnarsson. Got it. He took that one from River Prairie. Oh, and Gunnarsson buries the three. He's got 12. And it's a 29-21 lead for Altoona. An 8-point lead matching a game high for them. Foul the other way on Altoona. Reach in foul here, which will be the sixth team foul on Altoona. First personal. The second personal on Owen Gunnarsson. Oh, and I guess that is the seventh foul. It is the seventh foul on Altoona, so that's going to send Gavin Kloose to the line, shooting a 1-1 for Ellsworth. 2:55 left in the first half. Altoona leads 29-21. So Kloose, the front end of a 1-1 for Ellsworth. Free throw, no! And the rebound to Gunnarsson, who stays on the floor with two fouls. He'll dribble it up the floor. Pass into the left corner to Swede. Swede will dribble it back out beyond the arc. And now a kick ball situation. And Rail got his left leg in the way of a pass. It'll stay with Altoona. Again, Altoona leads by 8. This match is a game high for them. And Altoona on a 12-4 run. They've scored 12 of the last 16 points after Ellsworth had briefly taken a 1-point lead. Altoona has surged back in front. Before we continue on, they want to make sure that Altoona's Hunter Hibbert has his jersey fully tucked into his elastic banded shorts. He's got that all set. All right. Altoona ball at midcourt on top of the Altoona logo. Gunnarsson. Sinet right wing. Sinet to Becker right corner. Becker gets double teamed, trapped in that corner. Needs help. Floats it underneath the hoop to Swede. Swede to Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson from the block. His shot, no. Offensive rebound by Swede, and then Swede fouled on the floor. He'll go to the line shooting a 1-1. Well, for all the worry that Paul Heinrich had about the size advantage that Ellsworth has got, Altoona's done an outstanding job on the glass, both defensively and offensively in this game. Size isn't everything. You still have to have the technique. Swede to the line shooting a front end of a 1-1. That's the third personal foul, by the way, on Anderson for Ellsworth. As Swede hits the first free throw, so he's earned himself a second. 2:28 left to go in the first half. Altoona leading 30-21. Second free throw up, rainbowed it in. Swede makes both free throws. He's got 5 in the game. And Altoona's lead is a game-high 10 at 31-21. Derek Johnson, high out right, pass ahead, picked off by Altoona, but the lead feed forward by Swede, intercepted by Ellsworth. Colson, right side, dribbling around, floats it left sideline for Maher. Maher handing it to Rail, left wing. Maher, pull-up jumper from 10 feet out, front rim, back rim. It goes in, but wave it off. A foul as that ball was tapped around. A foul they're going to get on Maher. The officials will get together. That bucket should actually count. Yeah, it will count. That ball was tapped around on the rim. The magical basket elf pulled it down for George Rail, but the foul still stands. And because that's the ninth foul on Ellsworth, we'll come the other way in a one-and-one situation for Swede. Swede's first free throw on the way. Oh, popped out, no. Rebound the deck dug out by Ellsworth, and Ellsworth has the ball. 31-23. Altoona leads by 8. Under 2 to go in the first half. Rail at the free throw line extended, picks up the dribble, hands it to a safety valve, and Derek Johnson back to Rail, left side, Grayson Becker. All over him like frosting on a gingerbread cookie. High out to the right. There's Colson. He'll dribble it back to midcourt. Surveying like an elf on the shelf, watching what you do. Drives through. Oh, from behind. It's rejected. The other way for Altoona. Grayson Becker runs the floor. His layup won't go. And the other way for Ellsworth now. Colson drives the baseline. Floats it underneath. Oh, he fouled Parker Peterson. He goes up and scores with the left hand off the glass, and Peterson was fouled in the process, and he'll go to the line trying to complete a three-point play. Wild swings of emotions right there. Like waking up in the morning and seeing all the presents underneath the tree, but when you go to your stocking, all you've got is coal. Or there was a hole in your stocking and it all fell down and broke. Free throw on the way is good, and Peterson seals up that three-point play. That foul, by the way, was on Hunter Hibbert of Altoona, his second. 1:15 left to go in the first half. Altoona's lead down to 5. Turnaround jump shot in the lane. Won't fall for Sinet for Altoona. Ellsworth ball, they're on a run here. Peterson underneath, reverse layup. Oh, off the glass, no. Rebound, Sinet, and Altoona has the ball. Final minute of the first half, they lead by 5. Becker into the lane, behind the back, dribble in the lane, knocks over Omar Colson, and they're going to get Colson on the foul for Ellsworth. That'll be the 10th foul on Ellsworth. First personal on Colson, but that's going to send Becker to the line, shooting 2 now. And trying to add to this 5-point lead, Rainbow the first free throw, and it barely grazes the front rim. Altoona had built up a 10-point lead just moments ago, but Ellsworth has gone on a mini spurt to cut the deficit in half. 52 seconds left in the first half. Second free throw by Becker. The righty shot rainbowed in. Lead is up to 6 for Altoona. 52 seconds to go in the first half. With no shot clock, Ellsworth could bleed the clock down if they want. They haven't necessarily had a very, neither team's had a very methodical offense, though, so it's sometimes hard when you've got that more high octane to go slow. Oh, a nice feed from the free, a high-low right there as Rail floats underneath the Gavin Perman, and Perman scores at the right block. Lead down to 4 for Altoona. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Between the wheels, Becker. Becker drives underneath, throws into the right corner to Sinet. Sinet will dribble it back outside. 20 to go in the first half. Goes in the lane. Ball squirts out of his hands, though, taken by Ellsworth. Down to 10 to go in the half. Colson drives the lane. Oh, it's rejected right back in his face by Grayson Becker. Ball then goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Altoona ball. Last touch by Ellsworth with 7 seconds left. Grayson Becker with the block right there. Oh, like putting the parental controls on your kid's cell phone. Oh, you're not doing your Snapchat today. Full court press by Ellsworth. Ball played into Becker. Down to 6th on the fight. Becker across the midcourt stripe. Becker stops, free throw line, puts up a jump shot. Front rim, no, didn't matter. An offensive foul on Altoona. A push-off foul on Becker to give himself that room to take the shot. So Ellsworth will trigger it in from underneath their hoop. 2 seconds left. Ball rolled into Colson. Colson the midcourt. 1 second. Half court heave. Front rimmed it. No. Colson's shot was on target, but he front rimmed it. And that's how a wild and entertaining first half comes to an end. Well, Altoona, for a while there, looked like they were going to take a sizable lead into the halftime dressing room break, but they'll have to settle for a 32-28 lead. Altoona leads 32-28 at the break. We'll come back. We'll tell you the stats and get you ready for the second half right after this. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at EC Hometown Radio.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to halftime from Altoona High School. The Altoona Railroaders lead the Ellsworth Panthers by a score of 32-28. Scott Montesano with you. Happy to keep you warm and snuggly on this frigid Thursday night in December. But is it really that cold? If you've got snow on the ground and the twinkly lights of Christmas, you don't feel cold. Now, in January, but right now, you kind of like it. And Altoona likes this. They lead 32-28, though Paul Heinrichs and his team looked like they were going to have a bigger lead going into the halftime dressing room because they built up a 10-point lead late in the first half, but Ellsworth with a spurt to cut into that. So again, 32-28, Altoona leads in this one. Leading scorers for Ellsworth, they're led by 7 points by Omar Colson, 6 points for Parker Peterson, and 5 for George Rail. For Altoona, Owen Gunderson already has 12 points, 7 for Grayson Becker, Miles Sinnett with 6 to again pace the Altoona Railroaders. So Altoona on top of Ellsworth by the score of 32-28. Second half is next from Altoona here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
The Altoona Railroaders lead this game 32-28, second half, moments away from getting going here in Altoona. Altoona trying to get head coach Paul Heinrichs his 199th all-time win, and also in more of the short-term immediacy pickup, their first win in conference play in this their lid lifter to their middle border conference slate. As for Ellsworth, they lost their conference opener last week as they got beaten pillar to post by St. Croix Central. In this second half, Altoona will be moving right to left across your radio dial if you're listening on 93.5 or on your listening device if you are listening via smartphone or the computer at echometownradio.com. And thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, hey, people can be tuned in tonight from anywhere, even if they so wish, in Topeka, Kansas. Hey, a shout out to Topeka, Kansas today on our coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball. Altoona in the white and Ellsworth in the dark blue. Our next coverage of high school basketball, by the way, will be Tuesday night. A very intriguing non-conference matchup right back here in Altoona. We'll have Altoona against Bloomer in girls basketball, an intriguing non-conference matchup on Tuesday night. Altoona against Bloomer. We'll have that coverage here on 93.5. I'll be joined by Derek Montesano on that call, and Derek will have the play-by-play of that one. Oh, finishing up the last couple of seconds of halftime. There we go, though. Put the time back on the clock, and away we'll go. Altoona led by as many as 8 and as many as 10 in that first half, but give Ellsworth credit going on that run at the end of the half to cut into that deficit. And Altoona will start with the ball. No, it'll be Ellsworth ball. There we go. I was wondering what they were doing. Ellsworth starting with the ball to begin this second half. Altoona starts with their starting five. Gunderson, Becker, Sinet, Hibbard, and Swede. Altoona basketball. Colson has it right side. Gunderson, who had 12 points in that first half, guarding him. Terrell back down his defender underneath. Head fake move, goes off the glass, no, gets his own rebound, goes up again, Nene, but he was fouled. Landon on his tookus in the process, but he'll get up and go to the line shooting a pair. That's going to be the third personal foul on Hunter Hibbard. And a blow to Paul Heinrich's staff, there's one of his seniors. As Rails free throw halfway down and the basket elf spits it out, no. Does look like here in the opening minute of the second half, they're going to stay with Hibbard on the floor, even with the three fouls. Rail second free throw, bounced it in as it rattled the rim.